And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey, Fit 360's Dana Proctor, and the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek Golf Club, where we're broadcasting live from Mr. Rob Bradley. Boy, Rob, thanks again, as always, for hosting us. Got a lot of folks here in your restaurant.
Yes.
And a little chattery back there, but that's always good. That means business is happening.
Absolutely. And, Randy, thank you so much for always bringing the, so often bringing the radio show here. We don't take it for granted. We really appreciate it, and we love being a part of your radio show.
Well, we appreciate it for sure. And, guys and gals, you know that Bridgestone Golf, well, the Bridgestone Ball and Glove official, the official ball and official glove of Southern Fairways Golf Show, and glad right now to bring in on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line the president and CEO of Bridgestone Golf, Mr. Dan Murphy. Dan, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Randy, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Man, we are doing extremely well. Thank you. I know you've been busy. You've been out of the country, and I know you've taking time out of a busy schedule to be with us. We're gonna jump right in because this segment is going to go by so extremely fast. Obviously, I want to talk about golf balls, and we all know that the golf ball industry is somewhat competitive, but Bridgestone is kind of setting itself apart in the industry. Let's talk a little bit about the E12s, the E12 Soft, the E12 Speed, and tell us what makes these two golf balls game changers for the average golfer.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking, and thanks for having me on the show. It's a great honor to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, E12 golf ball, well, I mean, it's our latest, for sure. We just launched it in February of this year. We launched the PGA show, and we've gotten great feedback so far. People that have tried it are starting to talk about it, and it is a very competitive industry, and we know that the best kind of advertising we can do is when people start to talk about us without us having to do it. That's what we're seeing out there, and it's been very, very good for us so far. The E12, it's named 12 because we've been doing 12 years of ball fitting, and that's that thing that sets us apart from the other guys. We go out there and fit individual amateurs, the Saturday morning guy, for their golf ball and educate them that not all golf balls are the same and how to get the right ball for their game. So that's 12 years of doing that has culminated with us creating the E12 golf ball. It's a very soft core ball, but the thing that makes it different, the soft core is great, good feel, very straight and forgiving. But the thing that makes it very long is a new mantle layer. That's that layer that goes right between the core and the cover. And there's a new material, us being Bridgestone, we got a lot of material science expertise, and we're able to create some more juice in that mantle layer. So you still get that real soft, forgiving golf ball, but you get an extra bit of distance. So straight distance is what that one's all about.
And of course, Bryson DeChambeau, I'm sure, had a little bit to say about that, right, with his technology, much technology as he has. Well, let's welcome in our good friend, Dan Murphy, the president and CEO of Bridgestone Golf. Rob, I know you got a question for you.
Yeah, Dan, I'm a PGA golf professional as well as a golf course owner. And what's some of the best ways to fit a golfer for a golf ball? I know Bridgestone's the leading experts in ball fitting.
Well, it kind of depends on the player. It depends on what they're trying to achieve. If he perhaps is a consistent player, he was willing to start around the green and get a ball that feels good around the green. If he's perhaps more of a weekend warrior and has trouble getting off the tee, then maybe you want to think about a golf ball that's a little more forgiving, like, for example, a softer core golf ball, an E12 or RX as well. And then also we talk a lot about swing speed. With soft core technology, we really think that matching a player's swing speed to the kind of golf ball and the compression of the golf ball is very important. So Tiger Woods, for example, plays a pretty firm compression golf ball because he really goes after it about 120 miles an hour with his driver. But, you know, me, for example, I don't go after it that fast. So I play an RX. So the compression makes a big difference. And again, just the goals of the player.
And that's exactly what I hit is the RX. The president and CEO of Bridgestone Golf, Mr. Dan Murphy, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Dana?
Hey, Dan. I have a question for you. I've been playing golf, trying to get a little more regular at my game. What do you see, like, your ladies like myself? I'm probably about an intermediate player. What ball would you recommend? I have an athletic swing. I'm a personal trainer, so I have strength. I'm now just trying to refine my power into my game. So what would be a good golf ball you would recommend?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the golf ball doesn't really know if it's a man or a woman. It's just more about, you know, how you deliver the club to the ball. And I would say with what you just described, that you might want to give the E12 soft a go, and then someone with perhaps a little higher swing speed might want to try the E12. Those are marketed around swing speed as well.
Danny, I know you use the RXS.
Well, I am, and I'll tell you what, Dan, I've been playing the Bridgestone ball now the last couple of weeks, and especially the last two tournaments that have had a lot of success for it. I like the with the Tour BXS and the Tour BX, I've had a lot of success feeling that slip res technology and talking about that softer core to be able to control the spin rate, you know, on the golf course a little bit, specifically into the wind, which was crucial last week, and kind of talk a little bit about that core technology and a little bit of how underestimated people talk about the spin rate of a golf ball when playing golf.
Well, sure. Well, what makes us different technologically and physically from the other guys is something called a gradational core. A gradational core is softer on the inside and becomes firmer as you get out toward the perimeter of that core. A lot of other companies have to achieve that same variability and compression with multiple layers in a golf ball. Ours is a little bit more simple because we have that technology that allows us to do gradational cores. And that really helps golfers of all different stripes and different skill levels, from Tiger down to the regular amateur. Soft core technology and that gradational core technology is really the key to our difference. And, you know, it really delivers the right ball for the right person in terms of how we engineer around that soft core, with the cover softness and firmness that helps create a lot of spin or little spin, depending on what you need. And, you know, that's our thing. We've got several different models of different golf balls. We don't think that there's a one-size-fits-all solution for anybody. So it's really about what the individual golfer needs. You know, we don't all wear size medium shirts or size 12 shoes. So, you know, and extra, you know, the pros obviously all play extra stiff shafts in their clubs. You know, we don't all do that as amateurs. So, you know, we think the same thing applies to golf balls. You got to get what's right for your game.
We're visiting with Dan Murphy, the president and CEO of Bridgestone Golf. Dan, hey, look, it's the week of the Masters, my favorite week of the year. I think I would speak for most everyone. Of course, I know that you'll be in Augusta this week. I want to talk real quick. We've got you for another few moments or so. I want to talk about Tiger and Tiger's resurgence, if you will. Of course, Tiger is playing the Bridgestone golf ball, but he's been doing some commercials for folks that, if you haven't seen it, you got to see the one with Tiger and Bryson DeChambeau. Talk a little bit about how much fun it is to have Tiger and Bryson with you.
Well, I tell you, Tiger was such a pro. We did 5 TV ads in one day, which is crazy. That's a lot. And he's as good in the studio doing golf ads as he is on the golf course hitting golf balls. He's truly a pro. And we had a young guy, maybe some of your folks have seen him. He imitates golfers. His name's Connor Moore. He's a little Irish guy and a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, he was a little bit green in the studio, I have to say, and he'll admit that. And it was really an interesting interaction with him and Tiger. Tiger took him under his arm, kind of relaxed him, talked about where you play golf, what beer you drink, all these kinds of relaxing kinds of things. And he took a kid who was kind of new at the TV ad game, which, you know, lights, camera, action can sometimes make people nervous. And he really, it was cool to me to watch him take other people in the studio. And quite frankly, he did it with Bryson DeChambeau, too. Take him and just kind of elevate everybody in the room to a higher level and get the job done. It was really amazing.
He is quite a talent. There is no joke about it. You can go on YouTube and you can see Connor Moore with Tiger in that commercial as well. This is with Dan Murphy, president and CEO of Bridgestone Golf. Dan, I will tell you, we were at Fallen Oak last week. Of course, we got to see a guy that's been with you forever, Freddie Couples, and still hitting the Bridgestone ball. Freddie is just and Rob, I know you'll jump in here, but everywhere we followed Freddie, everybody else was following Freddie as well.
Absolutely. He's one of the biggest names in golf, and people really enjoy his personality.
Yeah, there's no question. So I know that you enjoy having Freddie as part in your stable as well.
Oh, 100%. I actually go back before Bridgestone was Freddie. I was at Max Fly Golf back in the 90s, and we had Freddie back then. So I've known him for, 25 years. And he's always been a superstar, always got that personality. And, he's just he's a rock star. He really moves the needle.
There is no question about that for sure. Hey, Dan, our time is up. It has been fun talking with you. I hope that we can get you back on again and again. And I got to ask you before we get out of here, who are you picking to win the Masters this year? Or can you say?
Right. I got it's more than a prediction. It's pretty solid. So take it to Vegas. But I see on Sunday afternoon a four-man playoff with Tiger, Freddie, Bryson, and Matt Kuchar.
There you go.
I
like it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Dan, it has been a pleasure, man. Enjoy your week. Know that we're all jealous. Wish we were there. But I want to have you back on as soon as we can. Okay, pal?
Yeah, please do. And thank you for the time. And really appreciate it. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you so much. Dan Murphy, president and CEO of Bridgestone Golf. Great guy. Just a great conversation with him. And listen,
nice segment.
You need to check out the Bridgestone ball. If you're looking for distance, you're looking for accuracy, there's a ball for you, and it's made by Bridgestone. Check out the E12s. They are fantastic. Go to a ball fitting. If you've got an opportunity to go to a ball fitting, you need to do that. We talk about getting the right club in your hand. Well, you need to have the right ball. And, Danny, you said it's been working for you. I know it's been working for me. It worked for me yesterday.
Well, absolutely. And you're able to get some more golf balls. But I'll tell you what, you know, one of the cool things, too, you know, and I mean, there's ball fittings all over the place.
Yes.
Rob, I know we're entertaining having one out here as well. You know, you can go to BridgestoneGolf.com. They have a little part up in the banner. Find my ball. That's what we have an app on our phone. Don't we, Randy?
Find my ball.
Yeah. But you can find your ball. Put in some basic information. Swing speed, age, weight, you know, what you shoot, all this other stuff. And it'll kind of head you in the right direction.
There you go. Go online. You can go to BridgestoneGolf.com.
See your local PGA professional. They'll give you some very expert advice on ball fitting. It's one of the probably the most overlooked thing in golf. Get the proper spin weight, get the proper compression, get the proper materials, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Hey, look, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to put the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. What are we going to do next? Well, we're probably going to give away some golf, but we're going to give you our prediction on who we think will win the Masters, and we want your top five. All right, Danny, we know we're going to get your top five. Five for you also. Dana, we've got going to be doing it with you as well, and Rob, you as well. All right, hey, get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Give it away golf when we come back.